Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you? You punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool. Don't miss the most anticipated film of the summer, Inception, directed by Christopher Nolan, starring Leonardo DiCaprio at the Rio Theater, 1160 East Broadway at Commercial. For more info, go to riotheater.ca.
This is Rob from Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead, boo.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
Take a shot at
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. Don't go anywhere because we have a couple of special and really cool interviews today on the show. And lots of music. So we started the show with Mud Honey. This is a live concert that they did in Madrid at El Sol in Madrid. This is on Monster Records. We listen to You Got It and Suck You Dry. Now let's listen to some The Pack AD from Vancouver.
The elevator opens for no one, and plans are making me. I'm paralyzed into you, and plans are making me. And plans are making me. Everyone looks like everyone, just like snowflakes were already there. Just too busy to accept it. And we are already met. And we are already met. Everyone looks like everyone. Passing days just like buttons. This one time, this friend of mine. No way that was me. No way that was me. The elevator opens for no one. Its talents are right in me. Didn't even see it coming. For all the just that I burn. For all the just that I burn. If you think this is your story.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all of our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Banyan Books, Baru Cafe, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Grindhouse Video, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Royce Clothing and Shoes, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Spank Shoes, and Spank Clothing, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Be happy. We'll be right back.
that's Hidden Towers. It's a Vancouver band. Really cool. They're going to play tonight at the Astoria. We're listening there to The Great Conjunction. That's the name of the song. And they're going to be playing with our guests. Today we have the Flying Fox and the Hunter Gatherers, all the way from Winnipeg, Manitoba, or Winterpeg, as some people call it. They're going to be playing today with the Hidden Towers that we're listening there in the back. We'll be talking with Darren and Paul here. Before the Hidden Towers, we'll listen to Year Sayer from New York, from the album called Secretly Canadian. The song was The Children, and before them, The Pack AD, also from Vancouver, from their new album called We Kill Computers. And the song was Everyone Looks Like Everyone. So you're listening to 101.9 FM, and we're here with Darren and Paul. Hey guys, how are you?
Good. Doing good, thanks.
Maybe we should put a Flying Fox there. I'm going to put a song here in the... in the back. Yeah, so all the way from Winnipeg, Manitoba. You guys are touring, I guess, no?
Yeah.
So, Darren, what do you play? What instrument do you play?
I play piano.
Piano, and Paul?
Trombone.
Trombone, okay. And how many members are in the band?
There's six of us. Yeah, we got another trumpet too, and then the usual complement. We have bass and guitar and such.
Drums. Okay. Cool. And what kind of music is that you play?
That's a good question. We're still trying to figure that out. I think the latest tagline we came up with is operatic indie jazz.
Indie jazz, that's cool.
I think neo cabaret.
It's not so bad, also.
Okay. Who writes the songs, or how does this work?
Jesse Krause, our front guy, has written most of the songs. I've helped write some of the recent ones on the newest album, the Wild Things.
Okay.
Which we just released this summer, and we're touring.
Okay. How many albums do you have already?
This is our second.
Second album?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one, I guess the first one is just self-titled, no? Flying
yeah.
Fox and the Hunter Gatherers.
Yeah,
and the second one, you said the name is?
The Wild Things.
The Wild Things. So how long have the band been together?
5 years or so.
5 years?
Yeah, that's about right.
A lot of us met at university, at Canadian Mennonite University in Winnipeg.
Okay.
It was 2003 when some of us first met. So we've been jamming for a while, and we've been Flying Fox for 4 or 5 years.
Okay. University music, or...?
Some of us were in music. I think about half of us. And others were just in other arts degrees.
Okay.
We just all like to play music.
Cool. In Winnipeg. How's the movement there? The indie movement in Winnipeg?
The indie music movement?
Uh-huh. Is there a lot of bands? Or?
Yeah, there's lots of bands, and lots of us know each other, and there's a real nice community going on. Yeah. That's a good place for music. Lots of bluegrass, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I have to check it out.
For sure.
You started touring since when? Did you start the tour?
August 4th.
August.
We hit the road.
Okay.
Just about 2 weeks down, one more to go. Yeah.
Cool. So you're driving around Canada?
Yeah, we're all stuffed into a big van. Yeah. The smell has been starting to rise.
Yeah.
Increase with every
clean
day.
Clean it out, though.
Yeah.
We're good to go again.
Where else? So tonight you're playing at the Astoria, right? With the Hidden Towers.
Yeah. And Dan Moxon from Ben Sinister, and also with Sleep for the Nightlife, band from Toronto.
Okay, band from Toronto, Sleep for the Nightlife. Are those guys touring too, or what's their story? Do you know?
Yeah, well, we just hooked up with them a little while ago to do this show. But yeah, I think they've been touring for about a month in the United States.
Okay.
So they're just coming up to Vancouver.
Cool, Sleep for the Nightlife. What kind of music have you heard?
Just a little bit on their MySpace. They're kind of mathy, ambient, post-rock.
Okay,
kind of
cool.
A bit closer to the Hidden Towers.
So I guess it's going to be a really cool night today at the Astoria. That's 769 East Hastings. So let's listen to a song now from the, I guess, the first album, The Flying Fox and the Hunter Gatherers. So who's the Flying Fox?
Darren or myself, one of the two, you know, since we're the guys here. Oh, that's a good question. We don't really know.
No. Okay, so let's listen. This song is called Molly. Well, let's listen to Molly, and then we'll be back here 101.9 FM. Actually, that's not it. That this one, huh?
Yeah.
She died three times, keeps returning cause she loves you guys. Need to lose her cause at night she cries. Your daughter realizes it's not easy to sing those songs beneath the furnace with your mind gone wrong. Never thought that it would take so long, but you won't believe it, so she sits there singing. It's gonna be okay now, Molly. Don't you put those sad eyes on. You don't remember cause you hid your eyes. Kept listening to your mailman tell you coming down with something not too special. Death just a mirror for your blotchy crying face. Death a moment for your friends to be replaced. Oh, come along to a money hall and drop her in a stand. There's we'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM and Bad Bird present the Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd at the Lunar Lounge, third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. Buy, sell, trade new and used vinyl, 7 inches, LPs, and even cassettes. Check out wares from some of Vancouver's most talented young artists and jewelers, featuring live music from CITR DJ Luke Meat. Go to CITR.ca or badbird.tv for details. The Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd, noon to 6 p.m., third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. I see you there!
That's the Flying Fox and the Hunter Gatherers. That's what we're listening there in the back. The song Nurse, no?
Mm-hmm. Nurse.
and it's what does the song is about?
Well, the song's actually about one of our band members worked in a hospital for a while, playing guitar to people that were old or suffering from illnesses. And he said there was a woman there who was suffering from dementia who would always call for the nurse. You know, she'd call, "Nurse, nurse," because she was afraid that her her body was turning into plastic. She was melting away.
So oh, really?
She was. The song is written about that woman and her her perspective on life in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. She had a really bad trip there, eh?
Yeah.
She should really be getting credit for writing the chorus of that song, but she'll get it.
Yeah, yeah, you sure. Dedicated to melting lady. No? We were listening there to Los Furious with the song Nobody Knows. They have a CD called Run Devil Run. I saw them at Shambhala. Really cool, eh? Shambhala was really crazy festival, too. They're in Salmo River. Have you been to Shambhala before?
We've just heard stories of people who have been.
Yeah, that's crazy. Before Los Furious, we listened to Five Alarm Funk. They have a CD called Anything Is Possible. We listened to the song Demons Be Gone. They also play at Shambhala. Yeah, it's not only electronic music. They have also the rock beat. They have
nice.
Cool music there. People dance a lot that in that festival. So tonight, you're playing tonight with the Hidden Towers and Sleep for the Nightlife from Toronto. We're going to put a song from them soon, so people know what the band is about. And Daniel Moxon, no, from Ben Sinister.
Yep.
Yeah. Which other cities have you played in this tour?
Oh, lots of them. We played Regina, Saskatoon, Edmonton, Calgary, the big ones, and then a bunch of small towns in between.
Nanton and Coleman and Winlaw.
Yeah. Bruno, Saskatchewan. You ever heard of Bruno, Saskatchewan? Neat place there.
Winlaw is in the Okanagan, no? Is it?
It's close to the Okanagan. It's in the Kootenays, just north of Castlegar. It's super hippie. It's really awesome.
I just drove through there.
Oh, okay.
I was Nelson. You didn't play Nelson?
No, Nelson.
You should hit Nelson on your way back, eh? Mm-hmm. Are you playing more shows on your way back, or?
We're playing some more shows.
Yeah, Kelowna, Edmonton, Calgary.
Banff,
yeah, that should be fun. A few more.
Okay, cool. Are you hitting the island at all?
No, unfortunately not.
We almost did. It just didn't work out.
Yeah. Okay, so you're playing today at the Astorias, 769 East Hastings. It's going to be really cool. What time does it start?
The show should start at 9 o'clock.
At 9.
Yeah, Dan's on at 9.
The first band is at 9?
Yeah, Dan will be on.
Dan. It's going to do acoustic set or kind of electronic, do you know?
I don't really know. Like, I know Ben Sinister stuff, and that's super cool. And so we talked to Dan, and he said he could do a solo set.
Him and his piano and his guitar, maybe?
Yeah, I'm guessing it won't be too electronic, but...
So, like, 9:30. And how much is it?
Five-ish?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a cheap show, anyway.
We need to make an executive decision.
But it's going to be probably below the $10 mark, no?
Most certainly.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. And for four bands, really cool, at the Astoria. It's really cool, really interesting part of town. Yeah, I'm going to be there tonight.
Oh, great. Yeah, we're excited for the show.
Yeah. And if you want to check out the Shambhala review, check out www.vanmusic.ca. Vanmusic.ca. There's a pretty cool review of Shambhala, what's Shambhala, if people that didn't check it out. And a lot of Vancouver independent music is there on vanmusic.ca. So let's listen to another song of you. Mm-hmm. Should we play it on of the website?
Yeah, sure. We'd love to play you a song from our newest EP, The Wild Things, which is a rock opera that we wrote based upon Maurice Sendak's children's story, Where the Wild Things Are. So this song that we're going to play now is actually the scene where the monsters are surrounding Max, and they're starting to threaten him and tell him that they're going to, you know, eat his tasty little bones up.
Okay, so what story is that again?
It's a children's story that a lot of people read in the 70s, I think.
By I think Maurice 60s Sendak. Even.
60s?
60s, 70s. Yeah. What's the name of the story?
Where the Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things Are. And the author?
Maurice Sendak.
Okay.
It's a controversial book. Because it was frightening for some kids.
It was
maybe
frightening.
Even their parents.
Yeah, there's no nice ending to the story, you know? Max is sort of an ill-tempered little brute, and he runs off to a fantasy land of his own and then goes home and eats dinner, and the story's over. You know, Max doesn't apologize to his mother for being a mean person, and he doesn't realize peaceful resolution by hanging out with a bunch of nice, cuddly animals, you know?
Was there a film about that?
Yeah, there's recently a film.
Spike Jones, right?
I think I saw that film with, like, big, fat monsters,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
It's not necessarily true to the way the book is. I think this rock opera that Darren here and Jesse wrote is a little more true to the spirit of the book.
Okay.
The film has some neat stuff, too.
Well, right. The book's so simple that I think a lot of interpretation could happen as a result of that. So anytime you take something that's only 10 sentences long and make it into something that's an hour long, obviously there's a lot of interpretation that can happen, and that's pretty exciting because the divergent paths that can result from one place are...
Cool. Okay, so parents get your kids or kids get your parents for this song. And then we're going to listen, after this song, we're going to listen to Sleep for the Nightlife, the band that is playing with you from Toronto. Check them out. What are they like? And then we're going to have an interview with some people from the Mark Emery headquarters. You know that he's in jail in USA for selling marijuana seeds. So we'll get an update from them. I don't know if we're going to talk to Jody, his wife, or Jeremiah, the editor of Cannabis Culture. So that's going to be cool. So let's listen to Monster Island. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, cool. So this is the Flying Fox and the Hunter Gatherers, and you're listening to 101.9 FM.
Little boy, little boy, are you good? don't wish to be malicious,
but your brain smells so delicious. We won't even make you wash the dishes, little boy.
We could praise you in your juices, like we did the Christmas cruises. Meat of goose and boy and moose. Do you know who Dr. Seuss is?
That's Monster Island. That's from the novel Wild Things, no? You were saying?
The rock opera.
So, yeah, pretty cool. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show, and we have here the Flying Fox and the Hunter Gatherers playing tonight at the Astoria with this band called Sleep for the Nightlife. All the way from Toronto. We'll be right back.
warning. The Sergeant General warns. Cigarette smoking is dangerous. Dangerous. Hazard to your head. Does that mean anything to you? Then legalize marijuana.
So there you go. We have Bob Marley here on the back. And we have Jeremiah van der Meer, one of the editors of the magazine Cannabis Culture, and close co-worker there and friend of Mark Emery. Jeremiah, are you there?
I'm here, Oswaldo.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks a lot. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. Thanks for the update here on Mark Emery. A little background, we can say that he was arrested by Canadian authorities on USA orders, and then he was jailed and extradited to the USA, where he's currently serving time for selling seeds. So more or less that's the background, right?
Yeah, that's right. Currently he's at SeaTac Federal Penitentiary in Washington State awaiting sentencing on September 10th. And it looks like it's probably going to be 5 years. That's the deal that they've worked out. So unless something crazy happens where they, you know, try and give him less time, it was very, very unlikely he will be serving a five-year sentence. And so we're hoping to have rallies actually on September 18th, the weekend after he's sentenced, across the world, worldwide rallies. We'll have a big, huge one in Vancouver. And if people want to find out more about helping out Mark, go to freemark.ca about the rallies.
Okay, freemark.ca.
Yeah.
And do you think they're going to leave him to serve the sentence in the USA, or is he going to be allowed to send to serve it here in Canada?
Well, that's another big maybe. Currently at the moment, we have a conservative government in power, unfortunately, and they have refused to bring anybody back to Canada. There's been very few people brought back to Canada through the process that they call a treaty transfer, which is we have a treaty with the United States that says when we have prisoners there, we do our best to bring them back into Canada so they can be closer to their families and serve their time at home. Now, the conservatives, since they've been in power, have been very reluctant to bring anybody back, especially anything related to drug crimes, that kind of stuff. So we're trying to lobby the government right now and have people call. Vic Taves is his name. He's the public safety minister, and he makes the decision whether or not Mark can come back. So we're trying to have people contact him. If you go to cannabisculture.com and click on the Free Mark banner at the top, there's tons more info there.
Okay, so the next rally will be September 18. Where is that going to be taking place?
I'm sure that it's going to be at the Art Gallery in Vancouver, the one we have here in the city. But there'll also be worldwide rallies across the planet, basically. We have lots of supporters in countries all over the place, in many U.S. states and lots of Canadian provinces. So there'll probably be more than one rally. There'll be the big Vancouver rally, and then there'll be a bunch of other rallies all over the place. So hopefully we'll have a big list up on freemark.ca soon with more information about that. But in Vancouver, we usually have our rallies at the Art Gallery. We're just ironing out the details at the moment.
And what else can people do to help Mark Emery?
Well, there's a lot of things that people can do to help Mark. I mean, one of the main things is to be educated about what's happening to Mark and about our drug laws in Canada, so you can tell other people about those things. Now, actually, we do have a big, long list of ways that people can help Mark on our websites at cannabisculture.com and also on freemark.ca. We have a list of 75 things that people can do to actually help Mark. And at the same time that they're helping Mark with a lot of these things, what they're doing is getting the message out about the faulty drug prohibition, about the draconian laws that we have in this country that put nonviolent Canadians in prison. So what they've done to Mark is make an example of him, and what they basically they're saying to Canadians that if you deal in marijuana, if you're part of the cannabis culture, they want to see you behind bars. So it's you know, Mark is there's a bigger thing going on here, a bigger picture, and Mark is just one little pawn in the whole scheme.
So what do you think is going to happen in California in November, and how is this, if it's a positive outcome out of there, how is it going to help Mark, and what's going to happen in Canada, do you think?
Well, I'm not so sure what's actually going to happen in California. What I hope happens, I sure hope they legalize it in California with the ballot initiative, Proposition 19, which would legalize cannabis for all consumers, not just medical consumers. So hopefully they will be able to do that. Now, I have a feeling that if they do that in California, it'll probably cascade to other states and hopefully to Canada as well. We'll see a drop in prices as the market, the illegal market for cannabis is what inflates prices for marijuana and makes it so expensive and makes it so profitable for organized crime and other people.
So
hopefully when California legalizes, it'll have an effect on everybody else. It'll bring the prices down. It'll, you know, make an example of how great things can be with a regulated system where cannabis is taxed instead of left to an open illegal market.
Yeah, especially the mafias, no? It's like giving them an exclusive product to market to the crime organizations, no?
Oh, well, I mean, look at alcohol prohibition. It's the exact same thing. If you want to get rid of the gangs, if you want to get rid of the violence, you have to get rid of the illegal market for this product that you're never going to get rid of. You know, with just like an alcohol prohibition, if you want to get rid of Al Capone, you have to legalize alcohol and regulate it. Take it out of the hands of the gangsters so they don't control it. And that's the system we have now. No regulation. It's like the Wild West. You know, there's no way for the people who are dealing in this business to work their problems out with each other or the competition. You can't take another drug dealer to court, so they use violence to settle their differences. What we need to do is legalize it, regulate it, get it out of the hands of criminals, and then we can tax it as well and actually put that money into things that we need in our society.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So we're talking with Jeremiah van der Meer. He's the editor of Cannabis Culture. And where can people find the magazine Cannabis Culture?
Cannabis Culture magazine, well, if you go to cannabisculture.com, you can order basically all of our back issues through cannabisculture.com. Right now, we've actually stopped printing the print version of our magazine. Currently, it is on hiatus, but everything that we did in the print version of the magazine, we're doing online, and actually, online allows us to do a lot more. So right now, there are no monthly issues going out to stores. You can get everything at cannabisculture.com.
Cannabisculture.com. There's videos, too, there. And
tons of videos, tons of news, info every day, blogs. Lots of information about the cannabis culture and the pot community.
Cool. And then you can help Mark there, Mark Emery, you know?
That's right. Tons of information about Mark there. And also if you visit freemark.ca and whyprohibition.ca, there's tons of information about how to get involved and how to start helping the cannabis community and getting the government to leave us alone.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, thank you very much, Jeremiah. There's the information there, an update on Mark Emery. Check out cannabisculture.com there. And I don't know, anything else you want to ask?
Oh, well, just thanks a lot, Oswaldo. We really appreciate it. And you can find Oswaldo's articles there as well.
Yeah, I sometimes submit some articles on marijuana in Europe. So
that's right, some controversial ones at that.
Yeah, so check that out, and I guess I'll see you soon, and I'll see you at the march, too.
September 18th, come on out for the Worldwide Rally for Mark, Vancouver, at the Art Gallery. September 10th is his sentencing in the U.S., so watch the websites, watch the news. It's going to be a big, big day down there. That's the day that they finally tell Mark how many years in jail he's going to get. So keep your eyes peeled for that, September 10th, and the rally's on September 18th.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeremiah.
Thanks, Oswald.
Okay,
have a good one.
Ciao. So that was Jeremiah with the update there. How's the weed situation in Winnipeg? Is it like here in Vancouver that every corner...
Good question. I wouldn't be the expert to ask on that one.
Do you see a lot of people smoking in the street? Is it easier to get?
No, it's pretty rare to see people smoking in the street. Oh yeah, if people are gonna smoke weed, they'll smoke in their homes or in a private place. It's pretty cold part of the year too, so you're obviously not smoking much weed in December outside.
Yeah, I guess. Cool. So let's listen to another song from you. What do you want to use last CD or from the upcoming EP? Is it upcoming?
No, it's been released already. It was released in July.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we could play Loneliness from the new Wild Things album.
Wild Things. That's the name of the EP, no?
No, it's the name of our album.
The actual album. And where can people get the album?
Well,
they can go to our website, flyingfoxandthehuntergatherers.com, and order it through there. We'll mail it to you pretty quick, or you can come to the show tonight and pick one up.
Okay.
A couple good options.
That's a good idea.
CD yeah. Baby or iTunes. It's got it
yeah,
on,
I think
there
they're
too.
On there too.
Yeah.
All right. So let's listen to Flying Fox and the Hunter Gatherers. This is Loneliness, and you're listening to 101.9 FM. That's the Flying Fox and the Hunter Gatherers. They're playing tonight at the Astoria. And they're on tour from Manitoba to the west. Check them out. They're really cool. So,
thanks, Oswaldo.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us on the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no problem. And where's the other members of the band? What are they doing right now?
Oh, they're hanging out on Gossip Island.
On where?
Gossip Island.
Okay.
It's a tiny island near Galliano Island. They're just hanging out on the beach.
They're taking a little vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, for doing the band's work. Chilling out on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard.
No, it's great.
But I guess they have to come back soon, no?
They gotta come pick us up, yeah.
Yeah, they're coming back this afternoon sometime, we hope.
Yeah, if not, you're gonna have to have a two-piece concert.
Yeah, no, we should all be rested and ready to go tonight, so it should be good.
Yeah.
But well, Paul's got lots of trombone solo in him, so oh, yeah. It's just me and him, you know.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
What time are you on? Do you know?
We'll probably be on at 10.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
We'll be the second band.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime shortly after 10.
Cool. You want to play another one? We can do another song, and then we'll put some cool music here. We have a lot of cool music.
Did you play Nurse, or was that just in the back?
That's in the back.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, why don't we play the whole thing, Nurse?
All right. This is about that woman that...
The Melting Woman, yeah.
Melting Woman. Cool. Okay, and then we'll play some Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. Some Molestics, and they will be right back here on 101.9.
You lie so well, now come back and say it twice. You're out in the library trying to believe in this hell of saline and mashed up food. Tell me, how is it brewed? And we bathe. Sweet, I was. Won't believe your empathy. I'll let you sink your talents into me. You warm, fast the muscles that have you tick. Mine's gonna let you all down. Get back here quick or I swear I'll cut the cops. Girl, my nurse, nurse, my feet have been in the plastic. Get back here and do your job. Why so suspicious of all of our methods here? Think that we're causing you pain, but know that we'll always love you and make sure you're happy. Go on and say you're the same. Please don't regret inside of me. It makes you so endearable to me. Warm fast the muscles that have you tick. Mine's gonna let you all down. Nurse, nurse, I'm turning. Get back here quick or I swear I'll cut cops. Cut my nurse, nurse. My feet have turned to plastic. Get back here and do your job. Screaming, nurse, nurse, I'm turning into plastic. Get back quick, or I swear I'll call the cops. Come on, nurse, nurse, my feet have turned to plastic. Get back here and do your job.
Very easy if you just let it be. On the journey and why we live in doubt. San Francisco 79, Joseph realized all of life is but a dream laid out within our minds.
Stanley Cup, you take the Ocky Power, get robbed by the cop.
No fear after you lose that game. Tiki no, he knows he feel okay. He think a big better than the tiki band play. It's no good to take crack, but you take the suit of bed, you know it make you real dread. Suit or have a dream, and make you the very fine man. Suit or have a dream, help you win. The hockey game, best game, the name, best game is the hockey game, hockey game, the best game's old hockey game.
Reaching the end of the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. And those are the Molestics. The song is called Sulafeth. The CD is A Farewell to Hokum. It's a posthumous CD. What else we're listening also to? Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. From their album The Blanche. These guys are from Victoria, BC. Pretty cool guys, those ones too. Check them out. So the thing to do today, well, today there's a choir practice and at Trout Lake at 5:30. So you can check that out. And then at 6:30 at the Yale Club, there's going to be a reunion of people. Brainchild, a band from the 70s. The Stellar Band for Neighbors. This band is made of different bands, members. That's at the Yale Club today at 6:30 to 9:30. So it's like a hippie reunion there at the Yale Club on Granville. So check that out. And then afterwards, just head to the Astoria when these guys are going to be playing. The Flying Fox and Hunter Gatherers are going to be playing with The Hidden Towers. And who else is playing?
Sleep for the Nightlife from Toronto. And then also Dan Moxon from Band Sinister here in Vancouver.
Cool. So anything that people should be expecting for tonight?
I don't know what to expect even. It just should be a really good time, I hope. That's the plan. Lots of good bands and make some good music and have some fun.
Cool. Yeah, so that's tonight. And so let's put another song, no, from you. Which one do you want to end the show with?
Sure, yeah, let's end the show with Anthony Milton Quits His Job.
Okay.
From our first self-titled EP.
Okay, and then if we have time, we'll put some Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Have you heard these guys?
No, never heard of them.
They're really cool, too. And we have Bradley, too. This guy is from Vancouver. So we'll try to squeeze three songs, and then we'll put a podcast from Cliff Nesteroff. Some comedy going on here on the Morning After Show. 101.9 FM. That's the dial. And if you want to listen to us online, it's www.citr.ca. And if you miss the show, you can podcast it also there at www.citr.ca or check www.bandmusic.ca. The podcast is there too. So, yeah. So this is the Flying Fox and the Hunter Gathers, and the name, the song is Anthony
Milton Quits His Job.
Is it a name, a friend of yours?
I think it's completely fictitious.
Yeah. All right.
Anthony, have you heard what they're saying to your mother? Of us. But are you gonna notice when you've gone too far? Or will you be the servant of the grim? Or will it be for decadence that you get hasty? Listen to the talking out of him. Thank you.
keep breathing. Don't let your body get you down. Cause we know that life leaves you easier without believing. Never let the prophets tell you how. We've been suffering by what our lovers died for. Your mother screaming, don't touch me. Like a tragedy, breathe you empathy, make it hard for me to die.
She's sleeping by my side. There's no place I'd rather be. When she calls out my name, all she feels shame. All she feels is shame. All she feels is shame. She's sleeping by my side. There's no place I'd rather be. When she calls out my name, all I feel pain. All I feel is pain. All I feel is pain. We'll be right back.
vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, mama, 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 why you don't like my man?
Morning after show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. Listening to 101.9 FM. This is CITR. And I'll see you next week. If not, we'll put a special show for you. So thanks for listening. And I'm going to leave you with a podcast here from Cliff Nestor of Laugh Tracks. This is about religious education.